Tripping, we just fixing a little bit right there. Come on, let's talk Jesus.
I'm
Does anybody out there believe in God? Does anybody out there believe in God? Come on and lift your hands. Does anybody out there believe in God? Shout hallelujah. Does anybody out there believe in God? I'm not here, just believe in God. I'm here, just believe in God. Oh, yes. Shout, shout, shout. Glory if you believe today. Amen. Not only believing in him, but do you believe in yourself? Let's talk Jesus. Yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we will mix the panel. We will mix the discussions, but they all boil down to our testimony to go make disciples and to be like Jesus. And yes, no matter how sinful or broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. It doesn't matter if you are a mainstream, big time, small time sinner, sin is sin. And the wages and the cost and the reward for sin is death. But Jesus can forgive you of your sins. He will heal you of your wounds and change the whole direction of your life if you choose him this day. And yes, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with all those that need him. The moment I met him, I can testify is that now I immediately had the privilege to do the most important thing that I'd ever be able to do, and that's tell somebody about his love. And yes, you may meet people, you may send people, you may say it didn't work. Well, if you sow the seed of Jesus, I guarantee you it will grow, it will harvest. Someone else comes around to water, someone else comes around to nurture, and then the harvest comes, and you see that following Jesus is the greatest thing you could ever do, and you will not give up, and you will charge yourself to talk about Jesus. We're not going to be, and we never are, but we're not going to be around, be along too long. We see that the covenant partners are here. We're about 30 strong. Usually on Mondays, there's about 75 live and about several online. As I said, I can't really tell those numbers, but we get a lot of response that people are listening, but you can't tell unless they're online. So we're going to just share a little bit tonight. I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk Jesus also. And we'll begin with a subject of unity. A lot of people think unifying is looking alike, sounding alike. Unifying is doing and believing the same thing. Unifying is having the same love, the same virtue, the same knowledge, the same self-control, the same reasoning, the same perseverance, and the same godliness. And then on top of that, having the same compassion that we now start to resemble Jesus. See, talking about Jesus tonight is actually living like Jesus. Talking about Jesus tonight is going to be about exemplifying Jesus. Talking about Jesus tonight is saying that I am not going to be me anymore, but I'm going to die of self that something greater can live. And I know from the first time I was able to release of myself and I was able to grow and allow God to truly be in control, that now it changed my life. I want to draw your attention tonight to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Oh, we know Paul is exhorting and Paul is teaching and Paul is grooming the church of Ephesus. And he's bringing to them the realization of what are they going to do, not alone, but what they're going to do together. Oh, yeah, yeah. Not build houses, not nail nails, not hammers, not measure, not plant, not seed. But what are his children going to do together in unity? Verse 4 of chapter 1. it reads, it says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling which you were called. Now, stop right there. Let's kind of just touch in this thing that, remember, Paul was taking, he took a lot of time out of his imprisonment to encourage others to be free. And yes, he had been in the bondages of physicality, but his most test, his biggest testimony was being in bondage in his spirituality. Remember, he was a Pharisee, a Sadducee. He was a wise man. He was an elder. He was exonerated to being a great Jew, to being a great law follower, a lawmaker, and a law designer. But now he's showing us that even in his imprisonment of the flesh, that he can be free in his spirit to free you. Watch this. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. See, he's not talking about shackles. He's not talking about chains. He's talking about being a prisoner to something greater that you could serve. The prisoner of the Lord beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling which you were called. Now, I say this for each and every one of us. As you begin to talk about Jesus, as you begin to live about Jesus, you know that's your calling. Your calling is to what? Get to know him as your personal Savior. Number two, to design a developed relationship with heaven and earth, and then to walk accordingly. See, to have a walk has nothing to do with you going from here to the store or going from here to your room or going to the kitchen to get a bottle of water, but to have a walk worthy of the calling. So meaning everything that you do in your spirit, how you get from left to right is in your spirit. How you go from up to down is in your spirit. And you must walk worthy of the calling by which you were called. Now, I like it when he breaks it down into the you. That's just what it means. Take this word personal, family. You said it every broadcast. I'm going to keep saying it every broadcast and the next broadcast and the next broadcast and the next broadcast that you must see yourself in this word. And it says, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. See, when you walk according, just you, because this is your calling, you can now, watch this, find favor with one another. Because you can now love your brother, you can love your sister, not because of anything they can do for you. And we have to really concentrate on not being drawn by what we feel somebody can do for us. Nope, not enough. That's what we preached this morning on wake up, get up, move in your purpose. Nope, not enough. Not enough. I did, you not enough. I don't care what you've done. First of all, you have to do it so it lasts for the Lord. Secondly, don't hold an account to it. Don't look for a reward for it. Don't try to get an acknowledgement for it. Just know you're doing what you've been called to do because you have a walk that's been called. You got a walk that's been set forward. You have a walk. See, now you understand that it's not about what you do, but how you do it. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. Oh my God, you mean your spirit needs to be in agreement with my spirit? Well, first of all, you have to go back up to verse 1 and know, first of all, you need to be in shackles to the Lord. Number two, you need to know that your walk must be not worthy to what nobody else could say. I'll tell you this, it's pretty dynamic when God confirms through other believers. But I truly believe if you have a relationship with God and you are a prisoner to God and you are walking according to your calling by which you were called, guess what? You ain't worried about what I'm doing. And you're not trying to get patted on the back for anything you're doing either because you do it because it's according to God. And you know we can do it because of love. You know we can do it because of peace. You know we can do it because of the Spirit. Watch there. Verse 4, it's going to break it down real. I told you it ain't going to be here long. We're going to get to this real quick. Watch verse 4. It says there is one body and one spirit. Stop right there. Stop right there. You have to understand that they are different. Your spirit and your body do not naturally get along. Galatians even says the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. It says they are contrary to one another. See, nothing adds up to the spirit when you look at it through the flesh, and nothing looks adds up in the spirit when you look at it. No, and nothing adds up in the flesh when you look at it through the spirit. Simple as that. But if you are not, watch this, in a spiritual relationship, how can you ever call yourself spiritual? That's why we can't restore. That's why we can't help each other. That's why we can't assist each other. That's why we hating on each other, because we really aren't operating in the spirit. See, because the spirit says is that I opened the door for you. Oh, yes. That word yesterday from Pastor Dedrick Haddon was so dynamic. He says, open that door. Now, I'm going to say it. This is for me. I cannot judge. I cannot revolutionize what someone else's vision or confirmation comes. I can only confirm what God has said. And then if he said the same thing to you, you have confirmation. But I cannot judge, and neither can you, somebody else on their methods to receive from God. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you tonight. Because we always want to say, well, he don't jump like me. He's not. No, not enough. He don't sing like me. No, not enough. He don't study like me. How you know? He don't pray enough. That's not your business. He doesn't serve. That's not your concern. See, we always want to point finger to others because we think we're getting the monkey off our backs, but we are really setting ourselves up because God is watching. God is not blind. God sees all. See, you forgot to remind yourself that. We always take him lightly. We always discard him. I guarantee you, if you give God all the glory, that means you trust he can do it all. If you give all God all the glory, you know he can move. If you trust God with your all, you know you can climb the mountain. If you trust God with your all, you're not sitting around there worrying and fretting and going through stress. Because you know how to rest. And see, I even like it in verse 3, which says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. We can bond together in peace. Remember, I work on me, you work on you. That means we're working together. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope in your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led the captive free and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first ascended into the lower parts of the earth. Now you have to know this. You sitting around waiting on Satan to be beat up. He's already been destroyed. Come on, let yourself off the hook thinking he has power. He does not have any power. No, he didn't make you do it. No, he didn't. You didn't do enough to resist. He didn't open that door. That was your hand. Nope. He didn't give you that drug. That was your mouth. He didn't tell you to do. That was you. He can only tempt you. He can only present you with a different alternative. You know God says up, well, he can show you down. You know God says yes, well, he'll definitely tell you no. You know God says that you can do all things, he'll say you can only do what you have the power to do because you're not God. Oh, my Jesus. I beg to differ. I am God because he lives in me, and I no longer live. So if I no longer live, but I'm still here active, who's living? 5, 4, come on, catch up with him. 3, thank you. That means God is alive. My Jesus, why do we make it so difficult? Jesus is alive because I'm here is living proof. Oh, but I have to remind myself, there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope and you're calling. One Lord, one faith, one faith, one baptism. Say it again. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Oh, go to the next level. One God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all, in you all. See, he ain't trying to make it that hard for us to understand that he is here for all of us. And as you become spiritual, you recognize it too. You don't need me to give you a good sermon. You already know it. You know what? He came for the world. No, it ain't the blacks, the whites, it's for the world. It ain't the Christian, the Muslim, for the world. Don't you know we were all in sin? There was all kind of denominations then. There was all kind of confusion then. There was all kind of sin then. But you got to recognize where you're at today. When? Now. See, for such a time as this, we have to what? Endeavor. We have to endure. And not just hold on. You got to move on. You can't stay dormant thinking God is about to do something spectacular for you when you're not willing to do something for yourself. And I cannot, and I will not be connected to you in covenant and not challenge you to challenge yourself every day to become holy and acceptable in your own sight. Yes, that's coming around the mountain right about now. Coming around the mountain, Wendy. See, when you can say at the end of the night, you know what? I don't find no fault in me. I beg to differ that you got some hidden sin somewhere that God is not going to find you favorable because you working on yourself. When he come, I think I got a moment. God, dude, come on, fix me right now. I did this. I was this. I did that. I was part of this. I was on this. I call the radio every night. I did this all the night. It's not enough. That is not going to get you into heaven. But I am learning for myself that when I work on me and I can sit there and close out strong every day and say, you know what? You did a pretty good job. You didn't even have to tell yourself to don't do it. You didn't even look that way. You didn't even take it. You didn't even let your attention span lose the focus of God to pay attention to something that wasn't godly. Man, don't pat yourself on the back. Charge yourself to do better tomorrow because it still ain't enough. It's not enough. And if you wake up, if I wake up, if I walk, if I talk, if I activate my faith with the whole motivation that it's not enough, guess what? I won't get left behind because I'm preparing myself. I'm getting myself in order. I am making myself hold myself accountable. And at the end of the day, answer to myself. If anybody can manage you, anybody, if anybody can do it, you can. You don't need help on managing yourself. You don't need a new class on managing yourself. Believe me, you know you. Even you surprise yourself sometime. When you think about it late at night, you be like, "That was, I already knew that. You knew it. I knew I had it in me." You know you better than you know it's forthcoming. That's why if we really develop the relationship with God in our minds, we can stop acting a fool. We can stop talking crazy and going left, coming back, having to say, "I'm sorry, I'm so sorry." Don't you know how ridiculous that sounds? I'm so sorry. Don't be sorry for nothing. Be man up, woman up, stand up, and repent so you can be forgiven. Oh, yeah, now you're standing tall. Now you ain't whining. Now you're not complaining. Now you're not murmuring. What you're doing is standing tall, and you're endeavoring. Because you tell me I can endeavor too. You telling me I can make it too. You telling me don't give up too. And you telling me that it's not enough. All of you singing, all of your worshiping, all of you still ain't enough. You must do better and so must I. But you first must have the revelation that God has fixed it and done for you already what you think you're trying to do for yourself. Work on pleasing God and watch everything else come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's pleasing God. That's opening doors to other folks. Tell you, Pastor Dietrich was talking, preaching yesterday. He said, open that door. And yes, for some, it meant that. I can't say what that meant for other believers. But let me tell you, when the ball dropped on me, what it said, that means you are a door opener. And I said, okay, I'm going to go in. He said, hold on. You in your door to open doors for others. And I had to give him praise because you know what? I can attest to you that it's not always your blessing. It's not always your gift. It's not always your reward that's supposed to come. It's somebody else's. And God is looking for those of us that are willing to give him everything, that are willing to sacrifice everything, and that are going to give God the best of them all the time. And it still ain't enough. It's still not enough. Well, yo, the shirt's coming out. You can get yours now. Now, we're in Operation Restoration 2019, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. If any of you are spiritual, restore. That's all you got to know. But the next shirt is, it's not enough. So when people look at that shirt, be like, what's that mean? I haven't done enough. It's not enough. But not enough what? I can worship more. I can study more. I can praise more. I can love more. And there's a lot of other things I can do more, but it's still not enough. And they say that's kind of ludicrous because you're overworking yourself. Well, guess what? He overworked himself for me. He gave up everything for me. He gave his best, his only begotten son. And his only begotten son sacrificed everything for me, which is his life, that he could now, watch this, go down to Hades, break the veil, so I didn't have to be a bond servant of sin no more. Watch this. Now, this, he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who descended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some people apostles, you better know your role, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. Here it is, all down into one. The work of the ministry is to be one and open the door for me as I open up the door for you. See, we ain't worried about nobody sitting around and waiting. We all just open the doors. Come on, everybody in the sound of my voice, on the count of three, just with your right hand, open the door. One, two, three, for somebody else. Oh, no, don't stop there. One, on three, your left hand. One, two, three, open the door for somebody else. No, don't stop. On three, do the right hand. One, two, three, open. No, ain't enough. Do it again. One, two, three. Oh, just get into the habit of opening doors for folks. Men out there, we're going to holler tomorrow, man up. We're talking about once saved, always saved. But don't you know, we got to become gentlemen again. We have to remind ourselves to open up the door. Some husbands, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, some husbands have got so accustomed to being married that they don't open the door. They don't take out the trash number. They don't do that because they've gotten so accustomed to not opening but walking in. Not feeding but being fed. Not loving but being loved. Let's stop the chain right now by telling everybody it's not enough. You can do better. And on top of that, I will do better, and I'll do better now. One God, one Father, one Spirit, one Jesus, one instruction. Add it all up, and it comes back to the same thing, love. We must love one another. And the more we get closer to Jesus, then you can start seeing the love you show your brother, the love you show your sister. But most importantly, the love that you show yourself. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today that you allowed us to talk about you. We thank you today that you allowed us to worship you and study you and to get to know you. We thank you, Lord, that every Monday we come before, Lord, and we be obedient. We thank you for our covenant partners that push us. We thank you for our covenant partners that don't give up, that don't say take off. We thank you for our covenant partners that hold us accountable even when we say nobody's going to show up. I'll do a replay. No, we will do better. It's not enough what I thought I had done. But I glorify you. I magnify you and I lift you up. We touch and agree right now in the mighty name of Jesus that no weapon formed against will prosper. And we thank you, Lord, that as you move in us, we can do all things through the strength of your son, Jesus Christ. Talk Jesus in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take a couple of minutes. We got a shout out, got a prayer request. Maybe you got on this broadcast and you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. And I was able to say some things that kind of turned the light on over in that dark room and turned the light over there. Come on, dial one. We have a private room for you. that we could talk to you one-on-one. Other than that, we're going to thank you for continue to join us. We kept it down to about 30 minutes tonight, and we'll continue to do that on Mondays. 30 minutes in and out. We thank you for your support, but we ask everybody on here, invite one to invite one to invite one next week, that everybody could get involved and we could see us all getting closer. Amen. Let's talk Jesus. In Jesus' name. Yeah, this is our new closing song. Oh, my God. I love me some Jesus, but I love you guys also. I thank God for you. And I know it, just like you will. He'll do it. Hey.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine.
Come on, get your little
try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. Right. So ain't no